you in state legislature?
No, I have a team record manager. I did run for delegate first year. And I let all the delegates from Asco districts, so it's just well not to have.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Just the right age.
Well, I can't change it one way or the other.
No, but it's a good age, 32. You mean a good age to start. And in the Congress, it means that you can see by running now at 32, assuming that you stay in the House, you've got the chance to get the seniority, to be a chairman and all that sort of thing.
But you were important to Congress.
I was 32 when I ran, but I became 33 on January the 9th. I was born in 13. So when I,
for me, because my birthday is in October, and when you have a special election, you're sworn in. Immediately after, it's also certified. You don't wait for normal time. Well,
you can get on. Is the district primarily suburban?
Yes, it's suburban, but it's not too bedroom. It's not a big bedroom. It's a little bubble. Little people, they live work in the district. They don't really commute in Pittsburgh, although it's above Pittsburgh almost, all over.
Oh, they do work in Pittsburgh, they do not?
Not as many as you would think, maybe 20% at most.
A lot of shopkeepers, people work in small businesses.
Small businesses, little construction companies, contractors, buildings, that kind of thing.
Good.
It's a good district. It's not a very high income district. I mean, $7,200 average, and the people there are concerned with good government. At the local levels. Of course, if you can get a couple of levels of not such good county and state administrators, you've got a good prospect for support for revenue.
What is Shapps, President's Conservative of the States?
Well, I don't think it's been affected yet by what he's done.
Yeah. He's sort of a miserable fellow.
Oh, personally, he is not. He's a
fellow governor. I think he's the most obnoxious fellow. I mean, I didn't know him, but they were talking about he's going to get incumbent.
Well, he's an office. He's a hardworking guy, but he's not the guys in this business don't understand opportunity, but he's very accomplished, and he's not a very good judge of people and of opportunities.
But he's enormously successful privately.
Sure.
He's got a lot of ability.
No question.
But apparently he's got a personality from the governor's area. He's Democratic governor. He's talking about They wipe their heads.
Well, you probably know Doc Morgan.
Yes, I know.
Doc Morgan can tell you much more about the chap than I can, because he disliked it intensive.
And I would suggest that you, as much as you can, of course, you have various what you're supposed to do, but I think you could run on basically your personal career. Keep it as personal as you can. You're young, you're great, you're good parents, a good-looking guy, and so forth. Get around, just let them see you. Let them vote for a man. So that's where you win in Democratic districts. If the issues don't really matter that much, I mean, on that, mainly stay out of controversy. Don't become a simple, but you're just going to do the best you can and all that. That'd be my advice. Let them see you as an individual that you're deeply concerned about, you know, the jobs, and deeply concerned about, you know, inflation, all these other things, the economy, which is a problem, and deeply concerned about peace in the world, and so forth. We now, in November, and nobody can guarantee anything, but between now and November, the foreign policy developments will probably be, if anything, positive. So, I don't participate in anything negative. You never know. You never can get busy with the Russians or the Chinese. On the other hand, there are a lot of them. There's the general view
your father.